everyone. Welcome back to A Little Atypical. My name is Leja. You can call me Lay. And it's been a while since I actually sat down and recorded a podcast episode, which is wild to me, but there is good reason. So I wanted to do this post since February when I was focused on kind of talking about relationships and like different aspects to it, and I really wanted to talk about relationships to others. But with this topic, I did not want to miss the mark on it, and there was so much ways that I thought I could approach the conversation about, well, connection. Because when you think about it, loneliness is something that I keep seeing conversations about, and it's never ending. In a society that we're in now, it's very demanding. And even the other day, while I was still with my continuous ways of researching, I saw a creator I kind of watch make her own videos about why she struggles to make friends and stuff like that. So when I see videos about that, it just kind of proves that so many people feel lonely, but loneliness is not about like how much people are around you. Because even though I'm alone a lot, like physically, I don't feel loneliness as often as some people do. But I do feel the most lonely around people at times, and you can be surrounded by so much people but still feel extremely lonely. And what I think loneliness stems from is, well, I created like a mini list, but one is like expectations, especially from social media. So that's some things I wanted to talk about today. Because even upon my research, I remember how at one point, I remember there were people saying like how they only want pretty friends and like certain friends to match their aesthetic. And then that made me think about like all the conversations around friends that happened over these past years about friendship. And kind of like the expectations social media created for friendships. Another part of loneliness, I do believe, stems from outgrowing people. Not necessarily in a sense this means like, oh, you're better than someone or whatever. But I just think that sometimes we are in another stage of life. And with other people, if they're not in the same stage and building your life up in similar ways, even if it's like not necessarily the same, and know how to balance that. Because that's another thing. The third thing I was going to say is a lack of balance between different areas of life can cause like loneliness. But anyways, in general, I feel like these are things we really need to talk about. So how I kind of took my notes, because I have to organize my thoughts on this, is basically I divided into two internet conversations. And the first one is kind of like about being basic versus like the whole not like other girls conversations. And I think this is a point of connection, because sometimes because of the internet and because of how aesthetic focused we are, it's a thing that I feel like has been around forever, but just rebranded, but being regardless. So I want to talk about that. I also want to talk about what makes a good friend, such as like the high maintenance friends and low maintenance friendships. And of course, I'm going to end off with a list of things that I think is important when it comes to friendships, like of a list of considerations to keep in mind when you're trying to make friends, because that's another area I feel like that's missing when people talk about like what makes a good friend. I personally believe that there are no such thing as bad friends. I know that's a hot take, but hear me out. I think that there is such things as bad friends for you. Like, a person could be a good friend for someone else if their mindset aligns with that other person, if their values align with another person. I think that sometimes we choose friends that are bad for us solely because of, sometimes we just make friends based off of our circumstances, and when those circumstances change, that's when I feel like the friendships like really start to, I guess, fragmentate, break apart, whatever you want to call it. Without further ado, because I am talking very slowly today, I don't know why. Like I was saying, the first part of this is internet conversations, basic versus not like other girls. So aesthetics and attitudes. So the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because then I was starting to remember like trends. There was things like the I'm not like other girls people categorize as being a pick me. An example of this is when at one point of time they were calling these type of girls like bruh girls. I don't know if you guys remember that, but that's what it's associated with. Whereas like basic girls are the girls who stereotypically like traditionally feminine things. So this could be like the soft girls, the people who are obsessed with like anything traditionally girly. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because it kind of creates this or that culture. With that, we can kind of approach the conversation of connection, because we kind of make this divide between the different types of attitudes and aesthetics and personalities. Being basic would be fine if it didn't make people feel alienated or outcasted for not keeping up or wanting to keep up. Whereas being, I guess, a cool girl, like not like other girls type girl, would be fine if it wasn't actively hating on things, even if they once liked it. And I feel like both of them have their faults. Like, being basic, I feel like, contributes to massive consumerism and contributes to people not necessarily thinking for themselves, because things are going in and out of style way more rapidly because we are actively alerted of what brands are doing, what other people are doing, whereas not being like other girls is brutalized and internalized misogyny and kind of engages into a superiority complex, especially like hating things that are traditionally feminine. So I think both are bad, you know? And I do think when we create this or that culture, that's a huge reason why a lot of people feel lonely nowadays. You're either a part of something and how it contributes to the world, and it's like sometimes you like things not because you necessarily like things but to keep up, whereas the other thing is like you pretend not to like things because it became popular and you just try so hard to be different from everyone else, you know? So both of those are not that good and prevents authentic connection, because essentially both kind of judge people on what they like and don't like when there's so much to people's personalities. If they like one part of something, like at least for me, like I do think I'm pretty traditionally leaning in certain things. Like I love like wearing dresses, I love dressing up and taking pictures and scrolling on Pinterest and everything like that. But there's also more to me than just the girly things I like. There's so much layers of what makes me who I am. There are some parts of like, even like, for example, the, I guess, wellness girl, because I do consider myself a wellness girl. And traditionally those girls are clean makeup, minimalist, certain vibes, like you know what I'm talking about. And I love the wellness things, but I also am not like that. And I don't have to perfectly fit into it to enjoy something, you know? I think when we start to let go that people can like so many different things, there's so much layers to us that we can start feeling connected again instead of having this divide. Moving on to another internet conversation that kind of caught my attention when I was trying to think about how to talk about these topics is the high maintenance friends versus low maintenance friends. So in my opinion, I don't really like how people talk about this because there's too many think pieces on it without acknowledging things like where it places neurodivergent people, how to address things when it's like when there are different stages of friendships, like new friendships versus like old friendships. Because one of our biggest problems with connection is sometimes we approach friendships based on what we're used to and not think of it as like, oh, this is a new connection I'm trying to make with a person and I need to explore it, discover it, instead of putting my biases onto it. That's the thing. Like, I will admit, as someone who doesn't talk to my friends a lot, that it's harder for me to form new friendships because new friendships takes a lot of talking and getting to know a person. And the amount of times you have to talk to a person to build up that relationship is so different than like if you've been friends with someone from like high school and, you know, like someone you knew for a while that you used to see constantly, but you don't see as much anymore. And with a new friendship, the approach has to be so different. And you have to learn their friendship style and consider that. Also, what does effort look like? Because it's kind of hard to say what is putting effort into a friendship because everyone's level of effort will look different based on like what's going on in their lives. So to build off of this, I'm just going to give you a list of things to consider when it comes to friendship, because I think the whole high maintenance friends and low maintenance friendships is just lacking something. So maybe if more people talked about these considerations, that people would be better able to form genuine connections. So the first thing I think people should consider is availability. So that's basically like, how often do you want to speak to someone? How often can you speak to someone? Are you a person that can handle spontaneous interactions, like random FaceTime calls and this and that? Or are you someone who needs a designated time to, I guess, debrief and catch up with someone? The second thing I would say is important to consider is the type of communication you're willing to do with a person. So are you the type of person who is for in-person hangouts? Do you want to do just simply like phone calls, FaceTimes? Do you build connection over like text message, like with written communication? Third thing I would consider is activities. What are you trying to do with this friend? Are you looking for a friend that you can talk about anything and everything about? Like the type of friend that can hold deep conversations no matter how random it is, like no matter how deep and dark it gets, like, are you looking for that type of friend, or are you looking for a friend that you can like hang out with and go out with? And what type of outings do you want to do with a friend, and what type of like vibe is it? Like, there are friendships where all they do is go to bars and clubs and they have a very nightlife vibe. And then there are the type of friends who wakes up early on a Saturday morning, do things like go to a workout class or do grocery store runs, and then have a quick brunch and like the types you cook dinner with together and catch up with. So when you think about that, you think about what type of friends are you even looking for, and what time of day is that person most able to do activities. So some friends, like if they are more morning people, they like to get things done in the morning, they don't mind waking up early, they like to do any activity in the morning. While some people are completely nightlife people, that's the only time they're available with their schedule. That's why some people prefer doing dinner, some people prefer getting a lunch together. That is really important to consider, especially in an adulthood friendship, because based on when you like doing things, it kind of determines and sets you up for like what type of friends you could have. And the last thing, well, not the only thing, but the last thing I listed that was like very high priority in considerations when it comes to looking for friendships is personal goals and ambitions. It's like, what are you focused on? What is that person focused on? Because sometimes it is hard to maintain a friendship when you're both focused on different things. Like, if you're a friend that's prioritizing like saving money, creating financial wellness for yourself, and then you're a friend who wants more adventure and wants to go out frequently and stuff like that, like you're going to clash. On one end, one person is focusing on recreational type wellness and another person is focused on financial wellness, or like a person is just going to college and another person, because they're in a different stage of life, they're just focused solely on their career. And these type of things can create, I guess, differences based on your life. Or a friend who's single versus a friend who has already been in a long-term relationship and is very like content and happy in that relationship. Because then that affects like the type of outings you do, the activities you do sometimes. Or even like a friend who solely just wants to be completely single. Obviously, there are other aspects of this, of considerations that I didn't mention, like your morals and ethics, but I kind of figured like those are foundational things, like morals and values. That's why I didn't really list them. But overall, my current experience with friendships is, because I am in a transition phase of my life where so many things are changing, and I am a person who believes like when you're kind of like in the midst of things, like you're not in a place where you're that grounded, kind of in a bad idea to kind of seek out new things. It's kind of like, for example, I don't want to buy any more clothes. Because I know, like, because of my health, my body is changing a lot. But there is going to be a point where I'm going to start needing new clothes little by little. But it is not a good idea for me to invest in it now when I'm in the midst of change and I can change even further. What made me think about this and think about doing this type of content is because one thing I started to reflect upon is I'm not necessarily lonely, but I do lack connection in my life. And a huge part of that is, one, I'm not good at maintaining connections, which is such a skill you need, especially as an adult, for many reasons. Maintaining connections can help you get so far. But besides that point of me not knowing how to maintain connections, it's the fact that I don't always feel satisfied within my connections because I've never tried to actively seek out people and a lot of times when I do have friendships, a lot of them formed either because someone spoke to me first and I just kind of stuck with them, got attached to them in some shape or form, or because they wanted to make more friends, I stuck with them, became friends with those people as well, stuck to those people after. But I never really actively thought of my, I guess, needs when it comes to friendships the same way that a person needs to think about, like, what are their needs for a romantic relationship. So I'm spending this time thinking about it and creating my own, I guess, not necessarily expectations, because expectations, I do feel like, are things that sets you up to be disappointed. Whereas having standards, you know what you're looking for, and you may not expect those from every single person, but those are your boundaries and your requirements. I do think everyone should have standards, even in an area such as friendship. So I am currently listing out, I did an entire journal prompt about this. So I'm going to elaborate further as a blog post, and hopefully that will be up this weekend, this upcoming weekend. But yeah, so that is all for today. So we're gonna do the card pull of the episode. I'm so sorry if this episode sounds a little off. I just feel like I'm kind of nervous because I haven't recorded in so long, so I don't know how to have a flow of a conversation in my head anymore. But anyways, so the card pull of the episode, I used the Pocket Animal Spirit book by Kim Kranz. And for the card pull, I got the Dragon card. And I found this to be a very good one to have for this episode. The Dragon card is actually a spirit element in this sense, but it is related to the third chakra. The third chakra, according to online, governs our ability to be confident, assertive, and make decisions from inner wisdom. Which I was like, okay, yeah, that really resonates with this episode, because I do think when it comes to friendships and making friends, creating connection, we have to use our inner wisdom to figure out what is, I guess, a satisfying connection for us. Because at the end of the day, we can talk to people, we can be around people, we can do all these things, but if we are not creating connection in a way that feels satisfying for us, we're always going to feel lonely. And that is why we need to set a way for us to measure what is satisfying to us. As for what I'm grateful for, I am currently grateful that it is becoming spring, because I feel like towards the end of winter, I started to get into this period of stagnancy and kind of feeling really stuck within myself, stuck in my brain, stuck in like my healing process, stuck in the sense I didn't really know what to do to push my life forward. But after reflection, being on the beach last Thursday, I felt so much more mental clarity that I was able to think about things. Because of that, and I feel more connected to myself, I think I can start to become more open when it comes to connecting to people, which is something I always struggled with and I want to grow in. So thank you so much if you did take the time to listen to this. And I again apologize that if this kind of sounds off or something like that, because I'm just not used to talking anymore and it feels strange, but yeah. So have a good day, evening, or night. Thank you again for tuning in and listening. And there will be more content soon. Talk to you guys next time. Bye.